I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Kevin Stefanski.
Whose voice were you doing there?
The guy from that was Family Guy.
That was an interesting Ken Carmen voice there.
It was the impression of the guy from Family Guy, ass. I know what you're doing. Don't do it.
You want to do it again?
It gonna rain.
There's some code switching from Ken Carmen. I like
that's
it.
That's what he says.
Well, that's not what Ken Carmen says. I didn't know you had this range.
I did an impression of Paul Keels this morning.
That's what I'm saying. You've
I did
got
the guy
range.
From Family Guy. I don't know why you needed to be that way.
I just want to make sure you didn't get
it. Going rain.
I want to make sure Ken didn't get any evil emails or anything from people that don't know the context.
It's the weather guy from Family Guy. From the show.
What is
Family Guy? It's won multiple Emmys, I'm sure.
What did they call the weather guy in the Family Guy?
I don't know. I only know they cut away to the weather guy. The report is it gonna rain. How are you able to roll on that so quickly and we got problems with another guy? How
has that changed the way I do some things? It's called adapting.
Can we do this? Can we do this, please? Can I go through this without you trying to pay me out?
I don't know if we can do that.
No, I'm trying to save you the grief of what somebody who is driving by.
There's no grief. 95% of the people out there know who I'm doing an impression of. It's the weather guy.
I don't know if we can do that, but we can do this.
What? The report is it gonna rain.
Stop it.
Can I admit to you, of all the animated comedies, Family Guy's probably, it's funny, but it's probably my least favorite.
Okay,
American Dad's probably the least favorite. I don't like that alien as much as everybody else does, or the dad, to be honest with you, or anything on that show.
Oh, while we're doing it.
Yeah. What you got?
Power rank them. Let's go.
Oh, least favorites.
Oh, I thought you wanted favorites.
No, I don't care about your favorites.
Oh.
We all know it's King of the Hill and blah, blah, blah. And Simpsons, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, King of the Hill is number one on my favorite.
Yeah, I know. That's not what we're doing. We're doing least favorites.
I can't think of the ones that least
favorite. It doesn't matter. You started it.
Big Mouth.
If you're going to start it, you better finish
Big Mouth got out there for me. It got to be a little bit too much.
Which one was that? Which one's
that was on Netflix.
That
I tried
is the
to watch
Nick
that.
Kroll one.
Yeah, and it started off good, and I went, okay, we're going to move on about this.
Wasn't there a
adolescent puberty.
Wasn't there a Bill Burr one?
That is F is for Family. Ken loves that one.
I love that one, but now I'm not supposed to love it because Bill Burr ripped us, and I'm supposed to be all mad at him for whatever reason you guys said. The report is it gonna rain.
Stop it now.
It's gonna rain.
It is going to rain.
Weather calls for rain. Fine, I'll talk like Mitch for the rest of the segment. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Now that
exactly what I want.
2 second trivia coming up at 7:43, everybody. Your chance to win free Mr. Hero.
They canceled the Family Guy.
Well, the weather's getting colder and the mic's getting hotter.
It's getting hotter.
They did like half a season of the Family Guy. It got canceled because either it wasn't watched or there was outrage about the comedy. And I was so sad.
The first
in high
Family
school.
Guy?
Yes. I was in high school and I remember that. Yeah. And me and my buddies knew every episode, every word. And then they brought it back, and it was good for like another year.
I was in middle school, and the kid at the bus stop was like, you got to see this new show. It's called Family Guy. It's amazing. And then off it went, and there we are. And now I'm moving on with the segment. Mitch, they did 3 seasons, got canceled due to low ratings, then it got revived. He can tell you everything. I can tell you everything.
I think it's the death of comedy.
2 second trivia coming up here in a little bit. I'm going to get back to Shador here in a moment because he ain't going anywhere except for the first team and starting on Friday. Guardians won last night. By the way, it's written in the book here, folks. Don't think. I don't remember. It's written in the book. I want to show you, Tone. I marked the games that I watch.
Go ahead.
And I watched last night, and it says right there under at the New York Mets, vote win.
Whoa!
You can't read my writing, but it says right there, buddy boy, vote win. You wanted me to do the vote wins and the vote losses and the vote
day
almost losses.
After I chastised Ken, because I said all I ever hear about is a vote loss, which of course they didn't lose the game before.
Because,
and then I said, do we need a category for vote losses and maybe even vote almost losses?
Well, there's wins in spite of, too. You've seen every single manager or head coach get a win in spite of themselves.
Sure.
It's happened to Nick Saban. It happened to.
I just
it's happened
said
to everybody.
That I never heard of the vote almost wins or vote wins. I only saw people keeping track of the losses. And I said, got to be fair here. And Ken, to your credit,
yeah,
you respond the next
credit.
Day,
to
and
my
you
credit.
Said yesterday was a vote win.
It
now,
was
why
vote win.
Was it a vote win?
I got to tell you, there was a lot of confidence in those guys to go from Matt Festa to Colby Allard while everybody, which, by the way, a pack of smokes downstairs, 314 plus tax out there, 1314 plus tax out the door.
I was about to say 314, I might pick it back
there's
up.
There's going to be a line out there for 314. 1314 plus tax for some Slims. And then Jacob Junis to get to Cade Smith, that's fantastic. See, this was my problem into yesterday. And I'm not trying to rejudicate. Is it rejudicate?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to rejudicate yesterday there. Sorry, I'm not Nick Wilson. I don't use those words all the time. So I'm not trying to go over it again yesterday, but I'm going to. Because Todd Derry totally agreed with me, by the way, on the on the vote in spite of win.
Because of Gattis?
Because,
going with Gattis where you went with
him? Because he goes, just the other day, you were able to extend Cade Smith. Just because Cade Smith is filling that role does not mean he's just the full-time closer and that's it. You don't need to be just that. And that was my issue. Clearly, Hunter Gattis has a problem with Juan Soto. Because I was just happy that Juan Soto hit a line drive single to center field and didn't put one 500 feet and drop you know what, on the Cleveland Guardians that night, because Hunter Gattis, clearly Juan Soto loves his pitching. That was my only point of that.
Now, would Cade have been available yesterday had he have been asked to
possibly
face
no.
multiple
so
more batters?
Possibly no. So that's the argument that you can throw back on. That's
way,
what makes baseball fun.
Either way. A game and a half back of the wild card.
Credit where it goes. You're only a game and a half back of the wild card, and it's a vote win. Credit to his bullpen and the confidence he has in his bullpen. You're 58-53. You hold on to a 3-2 win over the Mets, which I don't. How many people really thought you were holding on to a 3-2 lead over the Mets?
I mean, you got
did
down.
Did anybody really think they were holding on to that?
Absolutely felt
no,
like
you
we were.
Didn't.
No, I was. Junis was very surprising in his relief appearance, where he was the guy that was called on to kind of bridge the gap to Cade Smith. I like the way.
So are we far enough away now from the 10-game skid? It's going to be mentioned, obviously, the rest of the year, because you're going to say, well, man, if you could have just gone 3-7 during that instead of 0-10. Okay, the 10-game skid, are we far enough away to now be able to say maybe that was flukish?
Don't know, because I think
the 10-game skid.
I think you're going to say something I may actually agree with you on when it comes to the Guardians here, because you've been reading some of people's thoughts on their 18, they're 18-7
yeah.
over their last 21. They've been fantastic. So what are 18 plus 7 is 25.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
So how much did you, 25 games, how much did you, what did you read that bothered you?
I saw this. This was from Jordan Zerm, who I follow, used to be in the media here locally. Now he's in LA. He said, the guards are going to mess around and make the playoffs, and I'm fearful for what lesson the front office is going to take from that.
Well, I don't think the front office needs to learn any lesson. I understand what he's saying. I don't think the front office needs to learn any lesson.
Go ahead.
I got bad news for you, Jordan, whether they make the playoffs or not. They're not changing the way they do business over there.
Absolutely not.
Let's not act like they're going to make the playoffs and be like, we don't need to spend money now. They weren't going to spend money next year anyway.
And why is that?
So who really cares?
And why is that?
Because they don't have no money to spend.
But it ain't just that.
And then we've also got a lockout.
But there's also that they've been more successful than they've been unsuccessful. Yeah. And they would say our model works. It just didn't happen to work this year. But let me put this out
there. Are we going to ask the same question to the Mets? I wonder if the Mets now are going to start to wonder about their way of doing business.
Guess what team in this talk about I don't care about?
Right.
It's the Mets.
And the Mets who have $340 million payroll. Like, how many teams, fan bases, are saying that about their teams, are not thrilled about the way their teams are run one way or another? How many teams? It seems like the Yankees. Are the Yankees going to learn any lessons?
How they're run?
I'm going to say the Dodgers fan base is pretty happy with what they do. And at the same time, I'm sure there were Dodgers fans, actual real Dodgers fans, that at the trade deadline thought, why didn't we go get Steven Kwan?
Oh, of course. You know, they were talking about holes on their baseball team.
Guy that was a trade
option. 100% of teams think they have holes, by the way.
Yes.
Like, every team does not think they're a finished product here in August.
But you need to draw a line. Not you. With the proverbial you needs to draw a line. The front office, I don't think, needs to learn a lesson. Other than, hey, you know what? Your trades, because you don't have a lot of money, your trades are put more of a microscope on. I mean, for the love of God, out of the whole Francisco Lindor thing, you just have Emmanuel Clase get blown up for gambling and probably ain't going to be around anymore. That ain't good. But if somehow David Blitzer took over or I took over and I had all the money and I just go, hey, you know what? You got $250 million to spend. I think they'd go ape and go buy a bunch of players and bring them in and try to take a run at it as best they could. If I gave them $250 million to work with, they'd use $250 million. But I don't think Paul Dolan will learn any lessons no matter what, how much you screen. So you could always just say they need to learn a lesson and go out and win 70 games. He ain't going to learn no lesson.
What I have
he's
said,
not going to learn a lesson.
And this isn't just a Dolan thing, but he's our owner. I think there's a third of the owners, maybe even more, in the league who their goal every year is to spend as little money as possible, make the playoffs, and say once the playoffs start, hey, it's baseball.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen in baseball. Yes, it pays to have a payroll three times that, but since that's not happening, what's the best alternative? doing it the way they do it because it's been working for them for so long to get into the postseason.
They become a team that essentially works with a salary cap in an uncapped league. Where it's like, and it's weird because, again, like
think about what you just said.
I understand that, and that seems crazy, but follow me on this. There's no hope in a lot of other cities. There's hope in this city, but the hope is that, yeah, you can get lucky, and then you become a victim of your own hope because now you're sitting there hoping. You go, if I just had a little bit more, we'd be able to get over the hump, and I'd be able to enjoy something that my grand, now at 78 years, my grandfather wasn't even able to enjoy. I mean, that's how long it's been now. When we started this station, there were grandfathers who saw it. There's very, very few now. So you have this team that plays just well enough to make you mad, but it's not going to be a lesson that Paul Dolan learned, so you're only hurting yourself. You could give up on baseball if you want. That's your right. I wish you didn't. I would like a healthy sports fan base here in Cleveland with all three teams. But he ain't going to learn nothing. He's going to sell the team eventually. I think your theory is right. By the time we get to work stoppage TV deal, I'm pointing to places people can't see yet until we go live on YouTube here. But I got work stoppage, scale of television revenue. By the time that gets figured out, yeah, then probably David Blitzer's going to take over, and maybe we will hold him to a different standard here.
He'll make a quick splash. He'll spend an extra $50 million that first year, and then they'll tighten the reins on things, and so, they'll be run like a business, just like everybody else.
And I'm going to be beholden to a guy who runs a team like a business. Now, I will not back off of what I've said about Paul Dolan here over the last year. If you're going to sit there and cry poor, which he don't say much, so I don't think he's crying poor. But if we're going to talk about him crying poor,
he has in the past.
Then sell the bleeping team. Because I don't need to hear about your money woes when you and your family will always have more money than any of us, because I know what's in the trust because it's public out there, $4.6 or $4.7 billion. So don't tell me about not having any money, and I know you can't spend it on that. But damn it, I got two other guys. You think Dan Gilbert don't run the team like a business except for maybe 1 year? And Jimmy Haslam runs his team like a business. He ain't giving $230 million to a quarterback unless you're making money back up on the other end.
I do. By the way, I do not believe that Paul Dolan has access to $4
billion. No, he does not.
That's family money that
he absolutely does not.
But either way, I've seen Succession, damn it. I know not everybody has access to the money.
But if you're going to cry poor, then do what all the other businessmen do when they can't afford something, they sell it.
And I don't know how many guys are lining up right now, unfortunately, given that the work stoppage is coming. With that said, and we've talked about that to death. The people that are saying things like that tweet that I read, which is, oh, they're going to make the playoffs and not learn a lot. It almost sounds like, again, there are Cleveland fans rooting against them because they want to win an argument. They want to prove to the Dolans and to Antonetti and to Chernoff and even Mark Shapiro up in Toronto. They want to prove to them that they're wrong. And it's like, man, you're not watching baseball then, because this is how baseball is being run right now. This is how the sport goes.
See,
it sucks. It's why I don't have the relationship with baseball that I do with the other sports. It's patently unfair. It has us talking more about the economics of the game. In football, we don't do that. And we did on Watson's contract, but we're not talking about whether owners can spend money or whatever. Maybe Cincinnati does to some degree, but of course they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. The NBA, I mean, my God, the Cavs are in the second apron, the only team in the second apron. We're not sitting here talking about how unfair that the sport is.
That's just
a problem with baseball.
My final thought on this, and I'm sure we'll pick it back up here by the end of the show again. My final thought on this, because we got 2 second trivia coming up at 7:43, 216-474-0092. Your chance to win a 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. That's good eating, folks. You can do that when you win 2 second trivia. 216-474-0092. I still believe that this team, as they are made up, you win in spite of the ownership of what they can't or won't invest. Won't is the word. Won't invest. But if I want them to learn some lesson, I'm only fooling myself. There's no lesson that they are going to learn, because their history would show you, and even as a person who's been very critical of them, their history would show you their way is more successful than the ways that we want them to do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.